现在花一段时间，我们一起来看一段经文。如果您中间有夹页的话，请拿出来。那我请懂中文的人就是看中间的夹页，就是创世纪第十七章。那英文的话呢，我会请 Diana 姊妹上来帮我们用朗读的方式把创世纪第十七章念一遍。So if you have your Bible with you, please open to Genesis chapter 17. I'm going to ask Sister Diana to read the entire chapter in English only.
Genesis chapter 17. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Abram fell face down, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be a father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien, I give you as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you. And I will be their God. Then God said to Abraham, As for you, you must keep my covenant for you and your descendants after you for generations to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and you. For the generations to come, every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money from a foreigner, those who are not your offspring. Whether born in your household or bought with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in the flesh will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. God also said to Abraham, As for Sarah, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarah. Her name is to be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of men of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, If only Ishmael might live under your blessing. Then God said, Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will increase his numbers. He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation. But my covenant I establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year. When he had finished speaking with Abraham, God went up from him. On that very day, Abraham took his son Ishmael and all those born in his household or bought with his money, every male in his household, and circumcised them, as God told him. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised, and his son Ishmael was 13. Abraham and his son Ishmael were both circumcised on the same day. And every male in Abram's household, including those born in his household or bought from foreigner, was circumcised with him.
Thank you.
谢谢迪安娜姊妹。再一次跟大家说新年快乐。
Once again, I want to say Happy New Year.
Chinese men love to say it's difficult to be a human being It's more difficult to be a man.
中国的男人他经常说做人难，但是做个男人更难。
However, recently I came across some article, saying it's difficult to be a human being. It's more difficult to be a woman.
那最近呢，我看到一些新的文章。那文章中说呢，做人难，其实做中国的女人更难。
It is funny that everyone think they have a harder role to play their role well.
每一个人真非常好笑的，就每一个人都觉得自己的角色是最难扮演的。
Indeed, life itself is hard.
真的是没有错，这个生活真的是很困难。
And to live decently, it's even harder.
要有一个很好的生活的话，真是更加的困难。
But God is not asking us just to be decent.
但是神并不是只是要我们好像做一个好人而已。
But He's asking us to be perfect.
他要我们成为一个完全的人。
Indeed, Apostle Paul, James, and John.
的确如此，那使徒保罗还有雅各和约翰。
Through their letters in the Bible, continuously to encourage us to be perfect in different aspects of life.
他们借着这个书信呢，真是不断地鼓励我们在不同的层面能够进入一个完全。
But however, no one is like Jesus, who said it more directly, "You shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect."
但是没有一个人能够像主耶稣说对他说的那么清楚。对所有跟随他的人说，你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
The so-called be perfect is to live blamelessly.
那所谓的这个完全的话呢，其实就是要过一个为人要非常的十全十美。
It simply means you couldn't find any fault or blemish, no matter which angle you look at this thing, just like a perfect diamond.
那这个意味着什么呢？就意味着好像是一个非常完美的一个钻石一样，不论你从哪个角度去看它，都找不到任何的瑕疵。
And when you examine a person, when you look at the person inside out, you find no fault.
当你去看一个人的时候，你不论是从里面还是外面去看他，你找不到任何的缺失。
And Jesus told us that, say, you shall be perfect.
那耶稣呢，就告诉我们说，你们要成为一个完全人。
Who doesn't want to be perfect?
谁不愿意成为完全的人呢？
But this is an impossible demand.
但是这个真是一个好像不能完成的任务一样。
Because we are limited, we are weak.
因为我们是非常有限的，我们也是非常软弱的。
The worst of all, we have sinful nature.
那最糟糕的话，我们每个人都是有罪性。
In America, that stress and emphasize about independence and individualism.
那在我们这个美国的这个文化是一个非常强调自我强调独立的一个文化。
It's so hard to be a good child, an obedient child.
真的是要在这样的一个文化当中要成为一个顺服的这个儿女都是很难的一个事情。
Because if you listen to your parents,
因为如果你听你父母的话的话，
you're not cool.
你就一点都不酷。
Your friends will laugh at you.
你的朋友就会嘲笑你。
And in order to be a good husband, a good wife, a good boss,A good employee.
如果你想成为一个好的丈夫，或者一个好的太太，或者是一个好的老板和好，或者是好的员工。
A good in-law.
或者是一个好的这个
媳妇。
媳妇或者是 yeah.
A good student, or you know, it's almost impossible to play both roles.
或者成为一个好的学生，但是真的是你非常难能够扮演这个不同的角色的。
You want to be courageous.And meanwhile, to be tender-hearted, to be honest in all aspects in your life.
你想要成为很勇敢的人，但是你又想内心能够很温柔，然后你想在各个方面都能够做到很好。
On top of all, you need to be a sacrificial, loving disciple of Christ.
那最重要的话呢，就是你在各个方面，你要真的是愿意为主来献身，成为一个好基督徒。
Is it possible?
那这是可能的事情吗？
Even just in our little working circle.
就在我们一个小小的这个工作的这样一个圈子当中
，We pay attention to this and we lose sight of the other.
那我们当我们注意到这个方面的时候，我们可能就会遗忘到另外一些方面。
In any type of a social circle.
在任何一个这个社交的这个圈子里面。
Even in home or in church.
不论是在家里呢，或者是在教会。
When you please one, then immediately you might offend the other.
当你讨好一个人的时候呢，你可能就会得罪了另外一位。
And oftentimes we use so-called white lies to cover up our own fault.
啊，有时候我们用一些这个好像无心的一些这样的过失的借口呢，来遮盖我们的一些错误。
And sometimes very unintentionally mistake bring a great pain of the other.
啊，就是有时候我们一些无心之失呢，也会给人家带来一个很大的伤害。
And we like to make excuses to rationalize our own wrongdoing.
啊，我们喜欢用各样的借口来证明我们所做的一些错误的事情是正确的。
And everyone is doing it.
啊，所有的人都在干这样的事情。
And people are so used to this lifestyle, and we convince ourselves if we don't do the same, we cannot survive.
啊，每个人都很习惯这样的生活，然后我们自己呢也说服我们自己说，如果你不这样做的话，你就没有办法在这个社会生存。
If this is the case, how can we live perfectly before the Lord?
啊，如果真的是这样的话，那我们在神的面前，我们怎么能成为一个完全人呢
？Could we ever be saved?
啊，我们有办法能够真的是被得救吗？
God's demand here is asking us to be perfect. What does he mean?
啊，主要求我们成为完全的人，那这个代表着什么样的意义呢
？Is there a living example we can model after?
啊，有没有一个很好的这样的一个表率，能够让我们那个学习呢
？This is a subject we all need to learn, and this is one of the greatest subjects that all believers need to learn during our pilgrimage.
啊，那这是我们每一个人都要学习的一个功课，特别是在我们在走这个天路的时候，我们真的要学习这样的功课。
Let us focus our attention to a great man, Abraham, today.
好，那今天我们来看看啊，一个真的是很伟大的一个人，亚伯兰。
Let us hope through this short passage a snapshot of his life.
好，那我们通过这个一个很短的一个讨论，来看看他的生命。
And perhaps.We can have a basic understanding of how does God mean to be a perfect man.
我们可以看到神怎么样能够让他成为一个完整的人，完全的人。
In the beginning of the chapter.
在这一章的这个开始的时候。
It's on your bulletin.
在这个周报上。
When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully.And blameless.
在第十七章的第一节说，亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。”
Blameless, in other translation, supposed to be perfect.
这个完全的，这个无瑕疵的，就是一个无瑕疵的意思。
And following verse saying, "Then I will make my covenant between me and you, and will greatly increase your numbers."
那在下一节呢，这个经文中就说到说我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。
We know indeed today God has fulfilled the promise of this covenant today.
我们今天知道神真的是应许了这个约。
Jews, the descendant of Abraham today, truly become the vital, playing a very important and vital role in the field of science, economics, and politics.In the worldwide arena.
那今天呢，这个真的是亚伯兰罕的后裔，这个犹太人呢，在世界的各个方面，不论是科技啊，或者经济方面，真是扮演着一个举足轻重的作用。
And even our Lord Jesus Christ was born of this lineage.
就包括我们的主耶稣呢，其实也是从这个后裔而生。
What does this mean?
那这代表着什么意思呢
？This implies Abraham indeed became a perfect man before God.
那就是说亚伯兰罕真的是的的确确的在神的面前做了一个完全人。
So God fulfilled his covenant promises with him.
因此呢神就真的是承诺了他所约他的约的应许。
Now this is an extraordinary fact.
这真是一个非常了不起的一个事实。
So what is the interaction and relationship like this between God and Abraham to make this happen?
那真的是亚伯拉罕跟这个神的这个之间到底有些什么样的一些互动交流呢？能够让神把他看作是一个完全的人
？Why would God view Abraham this person as a perfect man？
真的是神为什么会把亚伯拉罕看成是一个完全人呢
？In fact, in the life of Abraham, not only he had a few tainted records。
其实我们知道说这个亚伯拉罕其实在他的生命当中其实也有一些不好的一些记录。
Actually, they were actually horrible life experiences.
有一些的话，其实真的是非常糟糕的事情。
Because of his cowardliness,
他真的是有时候有点贪生怕死。
He lied to the king of the country he traveled to.
他向这个他旅行所到的国家的这个国王呢有撒谎。
Saying that his beautiful wife who is traveling with him, that she is his sister.
他告诉国王说跟他一起旅行的这个漂亮的太太呢其实是他的姐妹。
Since his wife is so beautiful, he was afraid he might be killed due to his relationship with this woman.
因为他担心说因为他太太真的是非常的美丽，他担心说因为这样的一个关系的话他的生命会被人家夺去。
In case the king wants his wife, so he better kill him first.
今天因为那些如果国王如果真的是要抢夺他的太太的话呢一定会先把他杀掉。
In today's age, I think his wife probably would divorce him multiple times.
如果真的是在放在现今的这个时代的话呢他这样的行为的话肯定会让他的太太呢真的是让他跟他离婚很多次。
Such a humiliation experience.
这真是一个很让人感到羞辱的一个事情。
Abraham was willing to risk in the previous chapters, Abraham was willing to risk his life for his nephew.
真的是在前面几章的时候我们看到亚伯拉罕呢真的是愿意真的是牺牲自己的生命冒险呢去拯救他的侄儿。
Now, like the moment like this, though he did not completely lie, he did not stand up to protect his wife.
尽管真的是在跟他太太这个事情上他没有完全的这个撒谎，但是呢他也没有站出来能够保护他的太太。
Something even worse than that is that he had done this very same thing twice.
而且更糟糕的是他干这样的事情干了两回。
Once to the king Pharaoh in Egypt, once to Abimelech, the king of Gerar.
他做两回呢，一回呢是对这个法老王，还一回呢是对这个基拉尔王亚比米勒。
I hope I'm not exaggerating how serious this matter is.
我想我没有在这里夸张的描述这个事情有多么的严重。
But ladies, can you imagine?
太太们你们能不能够想象一下
？If one day you travel with your husband to a foreign city,
如果有一天你跟你的先生去到一个国外的一个城市去旅行
，maybe Brooklyn or Bronx,
或者就是 Brooklyn 或者是 Bronx.
Now you encounter a group of strangers.
当你遇到了一群这个陌生人的时候。
And those group of strangers ask your husband, who is this woman's relationship with you?
如果这群陌生人他问你说，哎，你这个身边这位女士她是什么，是你的什么人呢？
And you reply, well, we used to live in the same building together.
如果你回答说，我们以前其实是在一个同住一个屋檐下。
Well, you did not lie.
当然你并没有完全的撒谎。
But how would you feel? Your husband did not lie, but how would you feel?
你的先生没有撒谎，但是你会怎么样想这个事情呢？
And of course, not only this is very offending to Abraham's wife.
当然这件事情不但对这个亚伯拉罕的太太来说是一个很羞辱的一个事情。
This is very detestable before the Lord.
真的是对我们的主来说也是一件非常不讨他喜悦的事情。
Because it tells us in the book of Proverbs that the Lord detests lying lips.
我们知道在这个箴言里面我们有提到说这个主他是真是讨厌这个撒谎的嘴唇。
There's another thing happened in Abraham's life.
在亚伯拉罕的生命当中还有一些别的事情。
It needs to be mentioned here.
我在这里也需要提一提。
It's that his wife Sarah has been barren.
他的太太这个撒莱呢，她这个其实一直是不能生育。
Until the age of 75, his wife decided to give her own maid Hagar to be Abraham's concubine.
这个他在这个太太到了75岁的时候呢，他太太就决定说要把他的这个女仆啊，叫做夏甲的呢，能够给这个亚伯拉罕做妾。
So they too may have children.
那他们两个呢就可以有生小孩。
So in her mind.If this happened, as a result, the children will be under Sarai's name.
这个撒莱就想呢，就说如果这样的事情真的发生，他们如果真的有小孩的话呢，那个小孩子呢就会在他的名下。
So having children will cover up and compensate her shame.
如果那个有个小孩的话呢，真的是能够让他满足他的心。
And this equivalent of having a surrogate mother today.
这个就好像是一个真的是一个代孕的一个母亲一样的事情。
Now Abraham listened without a word.
这个亚伯拉罕呢听了以后呢，他没有说任何的话。
Judging from Abraham's life.
当我们看这个，通过这个对这个亚伯拉罕的这个一生的了解。
I don't think Abraham was so eager to have two wives.
我并不认为这个亚伯拉罕好像真的是很想要有两个太太。
But he rather he remembers what God has told him before and promised him before that his descendants will be as many as the sands of seashore.
他可能是想到以前神其实对他有这样的应许，应许他以后的子孙呢像海边的沙，沙滩上的沙那么多。
And stars in the sky.
或者像天空的星星一样那么多。
So that it's likely he felt that for Sarai to have such decision.
他可能觉得说沙拉有这样的一个决定。
Maybe it's a way opening for him to fulfill God's promise.
可能这是一个很好的办法，能够来完成主的这样的一个应许。
So he listened and he slept with the servant girl, Hagar.
所以他就听了他太太的话，然后就跟这个女仆同房。
And you know what happened?
你知道发生了什么样的事情？
And right away, Hagar was pregnant.
真是这个夏甲呢，真是一下就怀孕了。
It seems, you know, for I don't know how many years they have been married. Maybe 70 years. Maybe 50 years they have been married. Sarai never got pregnant, and now just slept with Hagar. Hagar was conceived.
真的是不知道他们怎么想。他们可能撒来和这个亚伯拉罕可能结婚已经有几十年啊，五十年或者多少年的时间，一直没有能够怀孕。那这一下呢，这个夏甲一下子就怀了孕。
It seems everything is going well and easy so far.
好像看起来事情好像真是非常的顺利。
Wow, God is opening the way.
好像就是神开了一条路给他们一样。
It alerts us that if things are going well, it doesn't mean God is opening the way.
其实这给我们是一个提醒，但一切顺利的时候，并不一定是神开的路。
What things evolve to where evolve happen to beyond their expectation now?
这个事情就慢慢的发展成真的是超出了他们的当时的所期所想。
Hagar once was conceived, he began to despise Sarai after her pregnancy.
当这个夏甲呢，她怀孕了以后呢，她就开始呢轻视她的祖母。
And in turn, Sarai treated Hagar harshly with Abraham's permission.
那反过来呢，真的是因为有这个亚伯拉罕的这个允许，这个祖母呢，这个撒来呢，就真的是也对夏甲也非常的严厉。
The domestic conflict between these two women began.
这个家庭的这个之间的这个矛盾，两个女人之间家庭的矛盾就开始了。
Having one wife without squeaky clean record, it's already hard enough.
真的是看到这个亚伯拉罕，他这个以前他这个记录本来就不太好，然后有一个太太就已经很不容易的事情。
Now Abraham need to deal with two.
那现在的话呢，亚伯拉罕要能够来处理这个和两位太太相处。
Plus a child.
而且还加上一个小孩子。
How could he bring harmony and peace to home?
他怎么能够真的让这个家里能够有和谐呢？
They plan that once a child is born, the child will be Sarai's, and Hagar will be out of the picture.
他们当时是说这个小孩子出生以后呢，小孩呢就会成为这个撒来的这个小孩子，然后夏甲的话就会完全能够离开。
But the things did not work out the way they had planned it.
但是事情呢并不像他们当时所预期的那样。
Sarai had regret what about her own decision and want to back out.
这个祖母撒来呢，她就真的是非常的后悔的当时所做的决定，才退出这个交易。
And how could Abraham face Sarai and Hagar plus Ishmael now?
这个时候真的是我们不知道这个亚伯拉罕怎么能够面对这个大太太这个撒来，还有这个夏甲和他的这个儿子以斯玛利。
Ishmael is his own flesh and blood.
这以斯玛利真的是他自己的亲生骨肉。
And Abraham counted him as his heir.
亚伯拉罕呢也把他真的是当作是继承人一样的来关爱。
Although Abraham fell for Sarai and allowed Sarai to treat Hagar the way she likes.
尽管这个虽然这个亚伯拉罕呢，他这个呢是顾及到这个撒拉，然后把夏甲呢交给他去管理。
But nonetheless, Hagar still Ishmael's true mother.
但是夏甲她毕竟是以斯玛利的真的母亲。
Now Abraham was get into this entangled mess.
真的是亚伯拉罕进入这个真的是纠缠不清的、剪不断理还乱的一个这样的关系。
At this point, can Abraham be upright and blameless and be perfect?
啊，那在这种情况下，这个亚伯拉罕能够真的是成为一个完全人吗
？To God, Abraham was not patient enough. He went ahead of God and without asking for His direction.
啊，对神而言的话，亚伯拉罕他真的是缺乏了这个耐心和等待，他没有向神寻求神的旨意。
And to his family, he is in a deep mess.
啊，对他家庭来说的话，他真的是陷入这个很大的困难当中。
So things going on like this in his family for 13, 14 years.
啊，他们家的这个状况就是这个样子，一直经历了有13年、14年的时间。
Abraham in chapter 17 now is getting really old.
啊，在这个十七章的里面呢，这个亚伯拉罕呢，真的是已经非常的老迈了。
In the book of Hebrew and Romans, they tells us that Abraham at this time treated his body as good as dead.
我在这个希伯来书和罗马书里面有提到，这个亚伯拉罕在这个时候呢，他认为自己和死了也没有什么两样。
In other words, he thought he is no longer capable of having any more children.
啊，换句话说，他就是他不认为自己能够还有能够生育的能力。
Now, at this time, God came to him.
啊，那确确在恰恰在这个时候，神主动来找他。
Now, God wants to remind Abraham his promise to him before.
啊。神呢，真的是想再一次的提醒神。
God wants to tell him, God said, "I'm not done with you."
啊，神想提醒他说，我对你的工作还没有结束呢。
Now, how many times we Christians believing that our best time of our life is over?
啊，作为我们基督徒而言，我们多少时候我们想着我们最好的生命已经过去，生活已经过去。
We no longer can serve God.
啊，我们已经真的是过最好的生活已经生命已经过去，我们没有办法再来侍
奉。Or we are not just not good enough.
或者我们觉得说我们自己真的是不够好
，No，
这完全没有道理。
No matter what age we are or our what situation we are in，
啊，不论我们的年龄是什么样子，我们的光景是什么样子
，With what the little talents we may have，
或者是我们多么的缺乏我们的才智
，God not only wants us to serve Him，
啊，主不但啊要我们来侍奉他
，But also be perfect。
同时呢，也想要成为完全人。
And yet, God needs to wait until Abraham completely realized that there is nothing Abraham himself can do all out of his own carnal effort to bring his life to fulfillment, to completion.
哦，这个神呢，但是呢，神必须等到亚伯拉罕觉得自己真的是已经完全不行、无能为力的时候，神才来找他。
And only by trusting the Lord, his life can be perfect.
啊，我们知道说，只有当我们完全的信靠神的时候，他生命才能得以完全。
The glory of God can only shine through him when there is no trace of flesh.
啊，真的是只有在亚伯拉罕不再靠肉体行事的时候，我们才能够从他身上看到神的荣耀。
Now you say, when will that be in our life?
那你可能会问说，在我们的生命当中，什么才是那样的时候呢
？My sister-in-law's brother，
啊，我的
嫂嫂
的兄弟
弟 ，and he was a very tall, built, handsome, and very strong young man when he was in his twenties。
啊，在他二十岁的时候呢，他是一个高大英俊的男生。
And he was a lieutenant in a military school in Taiwan。
他是在这个台湾的这个军校里面呢，是 lieutenant 是
中校。And people look him up.
人家对他都真的是另眼相看的都是。
And he is sort of the pride of his family.
他好像是他家庭里面真是大家都引以为自豪的一位。
And one day he was playing in the campus football field.
一天他在这个学校的这个足球场上在打球的时候
，and he was playing with the football goals agate。
他在玩的时候是在 play
门框，
在门框 ，OK，
足球的门框，
足球门框。
So he hanging himself up and start to swing around。
他在这个足球的门框上玩呢，他就在吊在这个门框上，然后前后的这么摇晃。
And little did he know, the gate wasn't rooted well on the ground.
但是这个门框呢，其实在这个地上并没有打很牢的根基。
And as he swung, the gate fell down.
当他这么一摇晃的时候呢，这个门呢就球门呢就倒了下来。
And he fell on the ground and gate crushed on his side of his head.
然后这个他倒在地上的时候呢，这个球门的门杆呢就压在他的脸上。
And part of his brain flew out from his ear.
他的这个脑子呢就从一边的另外一边的这个耳朵就出来了一些。
And he was paralyzed ever since.
他真的是就那个时候就瘫痪了。
I shouldn't say ever since for many years.
其实也不是从那个时候，就是说有很多年他有瘫痪。
No, to people he was perfect.
对很多人来说，他曾经其实是完全一个人完美的。
Now you say to God, now he is not physically perfect. Can he gain a perfection in his heart?
现在他的身体方面已经真的是失去了这个完美，但是他的心中还能得到完美吗
？Now his parents and himself fell into a deep depression.
他的不论是他的父母还是他本人都是在陷入很深的这个沮丧当中。
Now God, can you show your glory and perfection through such condition?
主啊，能够真的在这样的情况下，你能够显出你的荣耀来吗
？Now Abraham is almost 100. He couldn't have any child.
但亚伯拉罕他差不多100岁的时候，他没有办法生育小孩。
Now Lord, you show me how can your glory and perfection be shown in his family.
主，你真的是让我们看看你的荣耀和完美怎么能够在亚伯拉罕的生命上彰显。
But Paul reminded us.
保罗提醒我们说。
For God's power is made in our weakness.
真的是神的能力是在我们的显在我们的软弱当中。
We need to tell the world we have this treasure in jars of clay.
我们要告诉这个世界，我们有这宝贝放在这个瓦器里。
That this is surpassing power is from God and not from us.
这个我们要显出这个莫大的能力呢，是出于神，而不是出于我们自己。
I will tell you the story of my brother-in-law later.
等一下，我还会再跟你们讲一讲这个刚才这个我的这个兄弟的这个事情。
So as the story continues on.
这个故事继续。
So before God made the covenant with Abraham.
当这个神与亚伯拉罕立约以后。
God made two incredible statements and declaration to Abraham.
神呢真的是做了两个非常了不得的这样的一个宣告。
And these two incredible declaration, Abraham incredibly fully accepted.
很奇妙的是，对于这两个了不得的宣告呢，亚伯拉罕呢也用了不起的信心完全接受。
And all the following action and lifestyle of Abraham was revolving.With this two incredible declaration,
他所有以后的这个生命的改变和所有的一些事情的发生，都跟这两个了不得的宣告有关。
So if you look at the very first two verses,
我们看一下这个前第十七章的头两节。
You will find out there are two declarations.
我们可以看到有两个宣告。
Now God is telling Abraham, "I am God Almighty."
这个神告诉这个亚伯拉罕说，我是全能的神。
In Hebrew means sounds El Shaddai.
在希伯来文呢叫做 El Shaddai.
And second declaration.
第二个的宣告是什么
？You shall walk before me.
你当行在我的面前。
I am God Almighty, or El Shaddai, is the very first mentioning in the Bible in this place.
我是全能的神这样的一个宣告，在这个圣经当中，这是第一次的一个宣告。
And what does this name mean?
那这个名字有什么特别的含义呢
？This means there is nothing too hard for God to do.
就表示说对神没有难成的事情。
This means that as long as the as long as God promised.The descendants will come out of Sarai.
这表示说，只要神有应许，这个后裔会从撒来出来。
And Sarai will definitely bear a son.
那撒来呢，他就一定会怀孕生子。
It means when God says His covenant will be established with Isaac.
也是表示说，当神他跟这个以撒的这个有立约的时候
，God will have power to fulfill His own words.
神就有能力能够来完成他自己立的约。
Now Abraham believed.
亚伯拉罕他相信。
Because of this belief.
因为他的这个信念。
Because he believed God is Almighty.
因为他相信神是全能的神。
So even later on, Abraham was later being asked to sacrifice Isaac.
尽管后来这个亚伯拉罕被神要求说去献这个以撒。
He believed the declaration right here, and therefore he said, God, no matter what I'm going to do, you will fulfill your promise because you are Almighty God.
因为这个地方的这个宣告说神是全能的神，亚伯拉罕清楚的知道，不论发生什么样的事情，神都会完成他所立的约。
The second declaration is walk before the Lord.
那第二个的宣告呢，是在神的面前，行在神的面前。
Walk before the Lord means live before the Lord.
行在神的面前其实意味着就是活在神的面前。
If we truly realize today our life, we should live before the Lord.
如果我们真正的能够意识到我们的生命，我们应该活在这个主的面前的时候。
This realization will revolutionize everything we do in our attitude and in our life.
这样的一个认知呢，会极大的改变。我们的生命和我们的对人生的观念。
It will change the way we manage our checkbook.
它会改变我们对金钱的这样的一个管理。
It will change the way we manage our time.
它会改变我们对时间的管理。
Many people have stage fright, especially when they are about to speak before the microphone.
因为其实很多人在这个台上的时候，如果面对这个麦克风的时候呢，会非常的紧张。
Because if you misspeak, everyone will hear.
因为当你说的不对的时候，所有的人都会听到。
It brings, I'm so frightened. Once I realize my sermon will be spread on the internet.
其实有时候我也很有点担心，因为我想到说我的讲的道的话呢，会在这个网络上会流传。
Because once it's broadcast, I cannot take it back.
而且当你想到你的这个讲到在网络上流传的时候呢，你也没办法把它收回来。
However, if we realize whatever we say,
其实当我们真正的想到说，不论我们说什么样的话
，God can hear it，
神都会听得到。
And whatever you and whenever and whatever you say to others, and God is right there。
不论何时你说什么，或者是你说什么样的话，跟别人说什么样的话，神都可以听到。
Then you will say, I better caution my lips。
你就会想着说，我真的是应该要警惕我的嘴唇。
Then you will realize whatever you say, the most important audience is God.
你就会发现说，不论你说什么样的话，最重要的这个听众的话呢，不是别人，而是神。
You cannot say anything in secret.
你其实没有办法，真的是悄悄的说任何的事情。
Then this is the way we learn to live before God.
其实这就是我们应该学习怎么样能够在活在神的面前。
Walk before God also means knowing Him. He is right there with us, right next to us.
行在神的面前，其实也是告诉我们说，我们要知道神总是在我们的身边。
We can speak whatever is in our mind.
我们可以跟神倾诉我们的心里所想。
It just doesn't mean we won't fall.
这个并不意味着好像我们就从来不会跌倒。
It doesn't mean we constantly have a strong faith.
也不意味着好像我们从来都是信心巨大。
And actually, sometimes we may forget He's Almighty.
其实有时候可能我们也真的是完全的就是遗忘了神其实是一个全能的神。
But knowing that He is right next to us, allow us to be able to ask Him any questions, or ask Him for direction anytime we want to.
但是当我们知道神就在我们身边的时候，我们可以在任何的时候。跟我们的神说任何的话，可以寻求他的旨意，寻求他的方向。
And that is living in the presence of the Lord.
这就是活在神的面前。
So God right here told Abraham that Sarah will bear a son.
这个时候，当时呢，这个神就对这个亚伯拉罕说，撒来要怀孕生子。
Abraham didn't believe. At the moment.
其实在那个时候，亚伯拉罕他其实自己并不相信。
And Abraham said, only if only Ishmael might live.Under your blessing,
他亚伯拉罕说，就是只有这个以斯玛利呢，能够在神的这个恩典下生活。
And therefore, he is thinking maybe Ishmael will be counted as Sarah's son.
他就想着说，可能这个神的意思其实就是指的这个以斯玛利就是撒拉的孩子。
Now, because he asked God further to clarify his misunderstanding and make sure and told him that Sarah will indeed have her son.
所以就是因为他的这个他问了这个问题，神就向他进一步的表明说，其实你的想法是错的，真正的这个 Sarah 他有自己的会有自己的孩子。
And God told him the name will be Isaac, not Ishmael.
神告诉他说，那小孩子孩子的名字呢，会叫以撒，而不是叫以实玛利。
So when we know we are walking with God, we ask Him, even though we are not sure.
当我们知道我们是真的是行在神的面前的时候，我们就可以跟神有这样的询问。有时候当我们不了解的时候。
Now with these two declarations.
因为这两个有这两个的宣告。
Now God asked Abraham to do several things.
那神呢就要亚伯拉罕的做几件事情。
First, God asked Abraham to change his name to Abraham.
那第一呢就是神其实要亚伯兰的前改名字叫做亚伯拉罕。
And actually, these two names with the meanings of both names are very similar.
其实这两个名字的这个意思呢其实是非常类似的。
Abraham means high father.
这个亚伯兰的意思呢其实就是指的这个被高举的父。
And Abraham means father of many nations.
这个亚伯兰罕的这个名字呢意味着是万国之父。
Of course, when a name carries a special meaning, it will affect your attitude and the way of living.
当我们知道这个当名字有它特殊的含义的时候呢它会影响我们的生活。
Because whenever people call Abraham, Abraham,
我们知道说当有人在叫着亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕这个名字的时候
it will remind Abraham that he will be the father of many nations.
他就会提醒这个亚伯拉罕说你是多国的父。
So the name itself,becomes daily reminder and testimony.
这个名字呢就成为他每天的一个这样的提醒。
However, no matter how meaningful the name is,
但是其实不论这个名字有多大的意义，
name itself only also represent a person.
这个名字呢它也表达也代表着某一个人。
It follows a person no matter that where the person is.
它是一直跟着那个人，不论那个人他是什么样的到什么不同的地方。
As long as that name is mentioned, people will think of that person.
当我们一提到这个名字的时候呢，人就会想到这个人。
And now, if a name is changed,
我们知道说，当如果一个名字改变的时候，改名字的时候
，immediately people will surely ask, why?
那人自然就会问说，为什么要改名字呢
？Why do you want to change your name?
你为什么要改你的名字
？Why would you change to something used to represent you?
你为什么要改你就是一个以前曾经代表你的这个名字。
Many women in this country, they will not change their last name, which was followed by their ex-husband.
其实在美国有些这个妇女的话呢，她们并没有改变她们这个前夫的这个跟随她前夫的名字，她们没有改。
Even after divorce, they didn't change their name.
在离婚以后，她们并没有改变她们这个前夫的这个名字。
Because once they change, people will ask why.
因为当他们这个改这个名字的时候呢，他们人家就会问他们说为什么。
Now, without inviting more questions like that.
如果你不想陷入有更多的这个麻烦或者问题的话。
They probably want to save the trouble. They just keep the last name.
他们就为了省事的话，他们就没有改他们的名字。
Now the name of Abraham has been with him for 99 years.
亚伯兰这个名字呢，跟随他已经有99年的时间。
When God asked him to change, he changed it right away.
当神要他改名字的时候，他马上就改了。
No matter how good the new name is, people for sure will ask him why.
不论这个新的名字有多好，人们肯定会要问他这是为什么。
And therefore, Abraham must respond the reason why I changed my name.
那所以这个亚伯拉罕呢，他必须要回答为什么他要改他的名字。
Because God has promised Sarah E and me to have a child, and I will be the father of many nations.
他就会必然会要说，因为神已经应许他和莎来。会有小孩子，然后他会成为多国的父。
And people will say, "Are you all right? Are you sick?"
大家可能会说，你是不是有些不正常啊
？And Abraham probably will say, "Well, please don't make. I will make no mistake about this."
这个亚伯拉罕可能会说，其实我真的是没有错，没有错。
I heard it from God.
我是亲口听从神那里听到的。
I belong to the part of His gracious plan and promise.
我是这个神的国度的计划当中的。
I am the father of many nations.
我真的是将会成为多国的父。
Really?
真是这样吗
？Yes, really. My name is Abraham.
是，的确如此。我的名字就是多国的父。
I changed my name, did I?
我有改我的名字，不是吗 ？Sorry.
Would his servants and neighbors start to think Abraham is such a fool?
那他的仆人或者他的邻居会不会觉得说他真是一个 很可笑的一个人？
A father of many nations?
哦，他怎么可能是一个多国的父呢？
He didn't even have a child until 86.
哦，他真的是直到86岁才有自己的第一个小孩子。
And wasn't even with his original wife.
啊，甚至于都不是从他的大太太那里出生的。
Not to mention four family troubles after that.
而且在这个当时这个情形下，他们已经陷入了很多家庭的麻烦。
Yet he has faith in God because he knows God's name is God Almighty. El Shaddai.
但是他真的是对神有信心，他因为他知道神的名字是神，是全能的神。
The name change shows his faith to God.
他改了这样的名字，其实是表达他对神的这个信心。
It is a testimony.
是一个很好的，是一个见证。
On Sunday, you couldn't go to a party.
哦，在这个星期天的时候，你不能去参加这样的聚会，一些这个聚会。
People will ask you why.
啊，人家就会问你为什么呢
？You go to a business dinner, you say grace before the meal.
哦，在你去参加一些这个聚餐的时候呢，或者吃饭的时候，你在之前有饭前的祷告。
People will ask you why.
啊，人家也会问你为什么
？God wants us to lay down ourselves.
神呢要我们放下我们自己。
So that through our behavior and name changing,
通过我们的这个名字的改变或者我们行为的改变
，we can bring glory to Him.
我们可以把荣耀归给神。
We can tell people we belong to His gracious plan.
我们可以告诉大家说，我们属于神国度里的一部分。
I'm part of His promise.
我们是他应许的一部分。
Not only Abraham's name need to be changed.
不但是亚伯拉罕的名字有改变。
Sarai's name also needs to be changed.
撒来的名字也有改变。
For 89 years, this name has been with her.
她有这个名字已经有89年的时间。
Now I think it's a tougher job for Abraham to tell his wife, please change your name also.
真的肯定是一个很不容易的事情，让亚伯拉罕去告诉他的太太要他改名字。
And the wife may ask why?
这个他太太可能会问说，为什么呢？
Abraham said, well.You will have a child.
亚伯拉罕可能会说因为你很快会有一个自己的孩子。
Sarai didn't believe.
撒莱真的她没有，真的是不相信这样的事情。
But she changed her name anyway.
但是她也改了她的名字。
God is telling Abraham.
神有告诉这个亚伯拉罕。
You have a spiritual leadership responsibility for your spouse.
你对你的太太呢，你有一个属灵的这样的一个责任。
You need to bring your spouse to share the same vision I'm going to give you.
你要把我给你的意向呢，也给告诉你的太太。
Today God is saying the same to us.
今天其实神也跟我们说同样的话。
We need to bring our spouse together to share God's vision, God's promise with us.
我们要把我们属灵的这个意向呢，带给我们的配偶。
Not only now Abraham need to change his name and his wife's name.
不单这个亚伯拉罕要改变他自己的名字，改他自己的名字，或者是他太太的名字。
He needs to do something even more incredible.
他还做一个真的是更加不一般的、不简单的事情。
God asked him to hold the circumcision ceremony to all the male in his household.
神呢要他呢给为他家中所有的男丁行割礼
，including himself, who's 99 years old.
包括他自己，他已经99岁了。
And his son, 13 years old.
他的儿子以斯玛利呢是13岁。
And in his household could be more than 600 men.
在他的属于他的男丁呢，可能会有超过600人。
And you may ask me how you come up with this number.
你可能会问我说，你怎么知道有这样一个数字呢
？Because in the previous chapters, it tells us that Abraham was able to let 318 people to go out and fight.
因为在前面的几章里面，我们知道说。这个亚伯拉罕呢，他有聚集了318人出去征战。
So if they are 318 capable men of fighting, I believe there are about 600 men in his household.
如果能够有超过318人能够去征战的话，那我相信这个家里的男丁的话，肯定会有600人以上。
Now Abraham asked his entire household's men to have circumcision on the very same day.
他这个亚伯拉罕呢，要他家里的所有的男丁呢，在同样的一个时候呢，来行割礼。
He is putting people out of work for weeks.
然后他这样的话呢，那其实那些人他们可能有几个星期都没有办法工作。
Isn't that a big loss?
那是不是一个很大的损失呢
？And this is a very strange way of making a covenant.
其实这是一个非常奇怪的办法来这个立约。
taking a skin off out of a male's reproduction organ.
其实就是从男性的生殖器官呢去拿取掉一层皮。
It is painful and there is blood.
这个是非常痛苦的一件事情，而且还会流血。
And what does it mean of circumcision?
那这个割礼到底有代表什么样的意义呢？
According to Colossians chapter 1 verse 11.
在这个格罗西书的这个第二章第十一节
，circumcision representing a removal of self-ruling of flesh。
这个他就这么提到说，这割礼呢代表了脱去肉体的一个情欲
，a symbol of removing carnal desire, a symbol of being righteous。
它也是一个义的象征
，just like the work of the cross。
就像这个十字架的工作
，it means the people will no longer depend on flesh, but rather depend on God。
代表是说人呢不再依靠的是自己的肉体，而是依靠神。
The separation of the flesh.
这个代表了这个离开肉体。
Bring forth people into the everlasting covenant.
把人们带入永远的这个约。
It reminds people in Abraham's household from that day forward.
他提醒这个一切在亚伯拉罕家的人。
You are a man of covenant.
从那天开始，你就是属于神约里的人。
You shall live before God,
你要活在神
not by flesh.
你要活在神的面前，而不是靠着肉体而活。
And to Abraham personally, this has always been a lesson and a challenge to him.
这个对于亚伯拉罕本个人来说呢，其实也是一个很大的挑战。
Because there is a lesson of separation.
这是一个分离的一个这样的功课。
God asked him to leave his father's house.
主呢带领亚伯拉罕离开了他父的家。
To leave Egypt.
To 离开这个埃及
，to leave his nephew Lot，
离开他的这个侄儿罗德
，to leave Hagar，
to 离开这个夏甲
，and finally to leave his son Ishmael，
最后呢还要和他的这个儿子以斯玛利要有分离。
God requires him to live before God，
主呢要求他能够活在主的面前。
Now, God asked Abraham to perform circumcision to Ishmael and all the men in his household.
主要求这个亚伯拉罕呢，为这个以斯玛利和他自己家里所有的男丁行割礼。
Again, it represents that we adults have responsibility of our descendants' spiritual well-being.
这也代表说我们成年人呢，对我们自己的后代呢，有这个属灵的这个责任。
And we have responsibility to all the people that we have influence to.
其实我们对我们所有能够影响到的人，我们都有这样属灵的责任。
Now, why such ritual being performed on male's reproduction organ?
那为什么这样的一个割礼是要行在这个男人的这个生殖的器官上呢？
I couldn't find a satisfactory answer from books I read.
那其实我在资料上我没有看到有任何可以让我满意的解释。
I can only say it implies.Reproduction.
可能它代表着有一个繁殖的意思。
And yet with a mark of the cross.
然后它是在这个十字架有十字架的这个印记。
I can imagine God wanted all of us, His follower, to reproduce the spiritual descendant.
我想神可能要他所有的这个，他所有的这个跟随者能够我们有属灵的后代。
And yet all of them can carry the mark of the cross.
然后我们都能够。带着这个十字架的印记。
Now Abraham revolved all his thinking and future plan revolving with God's promise.
我们知道亚伯拉罕他对他以后生活的所有的计划都是建立在神的应许之上。
And at the end, he planned his burial ground to be in the land of Canaan.
他最后呢也把他的这个墓地选在迦南地。
And his wife Sarai also in the land of Canaan.
他的太太也呢，也把他的墓地选在了这个迦南地。
Now please understand, Hebrew is very similar to Chinese.
我们其实大家应该想一想，这个希伯来人其实是非常像我们像中国人。
When they are about to die, they want their body to be buried to where of their birthplace.
当他们过世的时候呢，他们愿意落叶归根。
They want to go back to their root.
他们要回到他们的这个家园。
And however, Abraham realized this is God's promised land. His home is actually here.
但是他知道说这是神所应许的地，他这个地方就是神所应许的家。
And therefore, he said, "My old hometown is not my hometown anymore."
说他的家已经不是他的以前的家。
My home is right here.
他的家就在这个地方。
He deep root his home in God's promise.
他把他的家扎根在神应许之地。
Brother and sister, where is our home?
啊，弟兄妹姐妹，弟兄姐妹们，我们的家在什么地方呢
？Do you plan your life around the home you are going to be?
啊，你是把你的家扎在你以后将来要在的地方吗
？Being perfect means living by faith.
做完全人就意味着我们真的是生活要靠着信心。
Abraham is perfect because he put full trust in God's promise.
亚伯拉罕他是完全人，因为他把他的信心完全建立在神的身上。
His difficulties and trials in life are the necessary part of the process for God molding him to be perfect.
他生命当中所受的各样的一些困境或一些困难，其实是一个必须的，是借着神借着这些事情能够来改变他。
The seed of promise is hidden in the weakness and trials.
其实这个应许的种子就是隐藏在这些软弱和困难当中。
Now, what is perfect?
什么是完全呢？
It is like a farmer.
就像是一位，像是一个农夫。
He has full faith that there's life in the seed.
他完全的相信，在这个种子里面有生命。
He can lose the ground, cultivate the ground.
当他去松土耕种呢？
He put the seed in the ground.
他把这个种子撒在这个地
上。And start to water it.
当他这个浇灌了以后。
And he fought by faith. He realized this seed will soon have a new life to burst out.
在他心中，他有这样的信念：这个当种子种下的时候，生命就会从里面出来。
Because his faith carries out the action, he is a perfect farmer.
因为他的信念带出了行动，所以他是一个完全的农夫。
The seed we have today.Are the promises from God?
我们今天所用的种子呢，其实就是神的应许。
And sometimes it was wrapped by trials and difficulties and the mess we think there's impossible that we can solve.
有些时候它的外面包裹着很多的困难，很多的困境，对我们来说好像真的是没有办法解决的一些困难。
My brother-in-law was paralyzed for years.
他的这个嫂嫂的这个弟弟呢，已经我的嫂嫂的弟弟呢，已经有。瘫痪了很多年。
And the parents were in a deep depression.
父母和这个父母在陷入很深的这个沮丧当中。
And my brother said to the parents, which is his in-law, saying, "Why don't you try Jesus?"
我的哥哥就对他们说，你为什么没有想试着来信这个耶稣呢
？So they start to pray for him.
所以他们开始就为他祷告。
And he stood up.
然后他就站了起来。
Now his eyeball was down below the socket.
他的眼睛呢就在这个眼窝的下面。
Through the prayer, the eyeball lift up.
在这个祷告当中，他的眼睛其实就升上去。
The parents knelt down and cried.
父母亲呢真的是跪下来痛哭。
And they say, "Now I believe."
他们说现在我相信。
They used to look down at my brother.
他以前真的是很看不起我的哥哥。
You had a great career in computer science.
你本来在这个计算机领域有很好的一个职业。
Why you go as such a Western and foreigner monk?
那你为什么现在会成为这个西方的呢？就好像一个和尚一样。
Now they realize.
现在他们真的明白。
Now my brother-in-law still walk crippled.
现在我的这个嫂嫂的弟弟呢，走路呢还是有些跛脚。
He still couldn't see straight.
他还是不能很好的看得很清楚。
And the only thing he can do is pass out the bulletin in front of the church.
他所能做的呢，就是在教会的前面给大家发这个单张。
But whenever people see him,
但是当人看到他，当人们看见他的时候
，they see God's work has been perfected on him.
看到神在他身上做了一个美好的、完全的工。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，We might have difficulties.
我们生命当中可能有很多的困难
，But there is nothing too hard for God.
但是对神没有难成的事。
And what is perfect?
什么是完全
？Perfect means upright without fault.
就是我们能够真的是正面对直面我们的错误。
And how can you be without fault when you are in a deep mess?
就是能够，如果你没有能够认识错的话，你怎么会在这个困难当中。
All of us has been through a quiet journey when we formed the church.
我们每一位弟兄姐妹在这里的，我们在我们成立我们教会的时候，都经过了一个很长的一个道路。
It's so difficult for us.
一个真的是也很困难的一个。
And we want to be perfect without fault.
我们想真的是能够成为完全，没有任何的错。
But I realize this from the story here.
但是我通过今天这个故事，我们意识到
，You cannot take care of everything.
你没有办法真的是能够面面俱到。
Without fault.
没有错误的话。
Just like this microphone stand.
就像这个麦克风的这个架子。
A perfect upright means whichever angle you look at it, it's always straight.
这个完全的这个完美的一个架子的话，就意味着你从不同的什么角度去看的时候，它都是垂直的。
However, it might look straight right here, but it's tilted when you look at this way.
你在前面看可能是直的，但是你从另外一个角度看的时候，它就有歪，是斜的。
Even if I have a quite perfect stand here, but the rod may not straight.
尽管你可能有一个很 完美的一个这样的一个基座，但是你这个柱子可能是不完美的。
Well, the ground may not be level.
或者这个地面也不平整。
And how can we be upright on this world?
我们在这个世界上，我们怎么能够做到成为真正的正直呢
？You know how to be upright?
你知道要怎么样成为正直吗
？It's to be soft.
你就要变柔软。
And you fix this point to above.
把你的这个点呢定睛在这个上面。
And once you do that,
当你做这样的事情的时候，等这样做的时候
，then you look at this. No matter what angle you look at it, it's straight.
不论你从哪个角度来看，你看到它都是垂直的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，we want to be perfect in our social circle, in our families.
我们想在我们的社会圈子当中，我们的生命当中，我们想成为完
全。We can't. We cannot please everyone.
我们真的是没有办法做到，我们没办法能够。
We please one will offend the other.
当我们真的是讨好一位的时候，我们肯定得罪了另外的。
Because now we are making the reference from the ground.
因为我们的对应我们的这个参照点是在地面。
But if we are soft,
如果我们有柔软
，and willing to stick,
如果我们这个是不是这个连接的话
，and attach to something fixed above.
我们能够跟上面有连接的话
，We will naturally be straight.
好了，我们自然就会是直的、正直的。
May God help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主我们真感谢你。
May we learn.
真的是让我们学习功课。
You are El Shaddai.
你是全能的神。
And we need to live before you.
我们愿意要活在行在你的面前。
And the rest of it, you will take care.
这剩下的你都会完全的照顾。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.